We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on into Sports Talk, 6 o'clock hour. Steve Geller along with Bobby Hebert and Charlie Long getting you ready for more coverage of Saints organized team activities, the third and final week of voluntary practices. Obviously, the big news today is we're watching the team stretching, and it was like, the heavens opened up, and you heard the music, the harps and everything, and Michael Thomas strode out onto the field, seeing number 13. Definitely didn't expect that today, Bobby, but I know you've been calling for it, and it was definitely a huge sign to see Mike T out there at least.
Well, we need everybody out there. You know, I got a text earlier, and I said I should have mentioned this. I don't know. If you're a leader on the team and you've established yourself, I think whether it's voluntary or not, it's not too demanding. Because when pro football's over, it's over. Then you can be a hermit or be an introvert and have your lifestyle. But that's why I respect like the Cam Jordans and DeMario Davis of the world and they're leading their team. And it's not just Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas showing up. Where in the hell is Taysom Hill? I think he's an upstanding citizen. But where's Taysom Hill? Or even Alvin Kamara. Aren't you part of this team, Alvin Kamara? You still be part of the team, whatever comes about in Las Vegas at the end of July. So I'm just looking at like Marshon Lattimore. So where's Lattimore? He's getting full? What is he?
But as a former player, did you have voluntary workouts in your time?
No, we had a mandatory mini camp. And then they didn't even have like you train and all. You wouldn't do your own thing, but if the coaches wanted you there, you'd always show up.
If it was a voluntary workout, would you be there?
Hell yes. I'm trying to prolong my career. I'm not like individual tennis player or golfer. I'm playing a team sport, so I wouldn't want to be the best example for my team. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, like where. Like an offensive line. We can't even put our offensive line together. So whether it's Ryan Ramczyk or whether it's Andres Pete and all, what is Andres Pete? He's in the freaking desert? What, he's hanging out in Arizona? I mean,
he's getting treatment on something, hopefully.
No, okay, if the team guarantees you $40 million, I'd freaking go to Siberia or whatever. Are we going to hang out as a team, have some camaraderie?
Yeah.
Because it's the whole year-round relationship. But I don't know, they got different players, and there's so much money, and they feel like they could do what they want.
Well, we're going to hear from Michael Thomas this hour. Some more audio we have from today's organized team activities. Dennis Allen, Derek Carr. Then in the locker room, got a hold of Jesse James, Eric McCoy.
Jesse James. Well, I hope Jesse James does well. I mean, did you just think if Jesse James would excel as a tight end or as a player in the NFL? I mean, doesn't it sound like, I don't know, the sky's the limit, the type of endorsements.
A really tall guy? I thought he was a lot bulkier than what he is. I expected.
No, he looks like he's 6'7", 261.
Definitely tall, right.
He could be 6'7", 291 and stuff. No, but more pass receiving tight end. Now, he's not the second coming of Jimmy Graham, but he had a nice back shoulder touchdown that Jameis Winston hit him, about a 9-yard touchdown in the red zone. He looked smooth. I mean, he's a 9-year veteran, so it's not his first rodeo. You know, he came out of Penn State, but he's played 9 years in the NFL, so they always see, like, well, I like this Jesse James guy.
You just like him because it sounds like an outlaw.
Yeah, outlaw that maybe could play. I mean, I'm looking at his going into his ninth year. Even though he has a great name, it's not because they like his name that he's played that long in the NFL. So.
Right. Along with some of the other big news today, obviously the LIV Golf merging with the PGA, but we have an expecting father coming to the Pelicans. The Zion Williamson is...
Zion made a baby?
Yeah, Zion's going to... His partner is pregnant and a new baby is on the way. Baby girl, they had a big, one of those reveal ceremonies.
Yeah, when they're pink or blue and all that, balloons or some kind of thing.
Our baby Zion's going to be having a baby.
Well, yeah, well, we need...
Hopefully it doesn't mean more downtime or time off for him from the Pelicans.
Well, no, I'm glad he had the baby in the offseason. Okay?
Well, she's still pregnant. No, they just found out the sex today.
Oh, so when is the baby due?
I hope
it's not during the season. He'll take off for 2 or 3 months.
Maternity leave, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, no. I mean, now if he's having the baby now, that'd be well planned out. Now, in the heat of the moment, the passion, you can't always control when you make a baby.
No, whatever. Right.
But I did. After my first one, obviously, born on my birthday, my oldest daughter, I had a baby, a kid when I was a senior in college. I'll be 63 in August. She'll be 41. I got a 41-year-old daughter. Man, I think I'm like 28 or something. But I'll look at that. But all the other babies after that, Cammy, T-Bob, and Bo.
All planned in the offseason?
All offseason. I said, okay, if we do this right now, and then I count 9 months. And then you give a leeway like a couple of months. And
sure.
So then I can have at least 3 or 4 months involved with the kid before you start football. Because once you start football, how demanding it is, and you're playing quarterback, the film study and all that, I know then you got to hire the nanny. And that's what I always tell my wife, that whatever you want me to do during the football season, I'm hiring this person to help you out so you're not overwhelmed. Whatever. Okay. So it's not like because, I got to play to be successful to us to sustain this lifestyle.
Sure, right.
So it's not like.
Did she understand that at least?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, that's if she's on board with you, you're made in shape.
It wasn't no argument. So that's why T-Bob was born in February, and then my other two kids were born in March. So you could help out in the off-season and come during the season. It's all football, all job. Now, you have a day off during the season. You might, if you all beat up, you go get treatment, and then you hang out with the kids. The kids, T-Bob will tell you to this day that when I was watching film and I'm like doing stuff, they knew better than to come in that room.
Hey, dad's busy.
No, they can't come. They know it's all you got to just, nip it in the bud. If you got a snotty nose or you sick and all that, not that I'm not compassionate towards you, but then I have people to help you out and to care for you. Oh, I just want my daddy. Okay, I'll be there for you. But maybe not right now. So, maybe some people think that's too harsh, but whatever. So
no, not at all. And, hey, we're going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line right now. We got Jimmy and Gretna that's been hanging on the line, wants to talk about Mike T. What you got for us, Jimmy?
Hey, and before I get to Michael Thomas, congratulations to Zion and the baby on the way. And, Charlie, yes, I've put the hall pass in for the Hattiesburg Regional with my wife.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going up to Hattiesburg. Now, look, I got to take my wife to Duran Duran tomorrow night. At the Smoothie King Center.
Sacrifices must be made, Jimmy.
You got him to get the hall pass.
That's not so bad, though. Something.
That's not too bad. Now, listen, Bobby, great Bobby, before you, like a runaway train, you got so much information to say. I want to get your take on this. Michael Thomas, we've bashed him. We saw him at an elite level a few years ago. That might have been due to Drew Brees. As a former quarterback.
Right, right.
That Drew Brees made Michael Thomas a lot of money. Now, look, with Kamara probably being suspended or worse, I'm of the perspective now that us as a Saints fan base, Michael Thomas is 30 years old. We all got to support him 100% because we need that veteran on the field as much as possible in the locker room. Because guess what? Derek Carr, he's a veteran, yes, but he's new to the culture here.
Right.
Cam Jordan's getting older. Kamara may or may not be in the mix, and we know he's a veteran presence in the locker room. So guess what? We need Michael Thomas, and I support him because, look, he's – And rightfully so. There's been, I don't know if it's medical misdiagnosis, Bobby, or whatever happened the last few years. We got to scratch all that and give him one more shot because he's taking less pay And the Saints, who that nation's got to support him. They can't just burn their jerseys. They had people, Bobby, a couple years ago burning his jerseys and you know, saying he's done. He gets hurt. He stubs his toe on the carpet. They make jokes about him and memes. I'm scratching all the mistakes. I'm all bored. Well, we need him this year in the locker room. You see what I'm saying?
Jimmy, he's too young to give up on him. He's only 30 now. If he was 34, 35, no. I still think if he's healthy and how I think he keeps himself in shape, he can have a handful of seasons. And I think, and now Michael Thomas knows this. He knows that Drew Brees helped him to get where he's at right now to be NFL Offensive Player of the Year. But he also knows that Derek Carr, if Derek Carr is not Drew Brees, well, he's right behind him. He knows that Derek Carr is one of those quarterbacks that can help him excel and maybe prolong his career. So, yeah, no. If you're a true Saints fan, you have to look at every year's a new year. Look at the glass half full instead of half empty. And you need to be a Michael Thomas fan. Because if Michael Thomas has the utmost success with Derek Carr, that means the Saints offense is going to be clicking.
Exactly. They'll be rolling.
So why you want Michael Thomas not to succeed? Don't be a hater. Be a big member of the Who Dat Nation and hope they come out on top. Because I think that's going to be a crucial combination going forward to get the double-digit wins with Derek Carr and Michael Thomas. Because as good as Chris Olave is and where he's at right now, no. He's not the physical presence of a Michael Thomas. Now, I look at contested catches and you look at Rashid Shaheed and all that stretching the defense. I still tell you that when you know what hits the fan and you got to convert on that third down, who do you trust? You're in the red zone. How are you going to make that contested catch? No, Michael Thomas is that guy right now still on the roster.
Can't guard Mike. We'll be hearing from him after the break here on WWL Saints Radio. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. WWL's coverage of OTAs brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. We've been talking about how Michael Thomas showed up today at organized team activities, and here's what he had to say following.
What's your timetable, and how do you feel? Are you on the recovery path you expected?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. We're going for training camp. We're going to be ready for training camp first day one. Out there with the team, ready to go full speed, just like the old days and what everyone's used to.
And like, that's the first time we've seen you out there. What was it like just to be back out there?
Oh, it's a blessing. Anytime I get to put on the Saints uniform and contribute it and put on the 13, the black and gold, just to come out here and be around the guys, the camaraderie, that's what I miss the most. Just talking ball. A lot of guys from my school here, it's like for me, it's the older version of just going to school, I guess, really. Like, first day of school, that's kind of what it felt like. Just being around the guys, the camaraderie, talking football with Derek, getting on the same page. talking to the coaches, just game planning, just basically building that camaraderie to be able to build something special and chase something special and win a lot of games.
What's that been like getting to know Derek and just talking football with him?
Oh, he's been amazing. Amazing. I can't wait to play with him and just be out there and execute and create something special with him, a connection, you know. Just like the way he demands the huddle, the sense of urgency, just the way he handles himself. It's just, he's a pro. He's great for these young guys to see. His demeanor, just everything, just watching him from when he gets in the building, kind of like how Drew was, you know. You could watch Drew from when he's watching film. You can learn from him when he's in the locker room. You can learn from him. Anywhere in the building, you can just learn something different from them that makes them how they are, and I respect them a lot, and I'm always watching them and just talking football with them. He loves football.
It's one of those easy conversations, like, do you guys see the game the same way and everything? And he had mentioned that, like, talking to you was one of the reasons he wanted to come here, so
yeah.
I'm assuming there's some vibe there. You guys are.
Yeah, for sure, man. He wants to win, just like I want to win. He's... how should I say it? Like, he's just very disciplined. He's on top of his stuff. He came here for a reason, like he says, even though he says it in the media. That's the same type of, like, confidence I hear in his voice. He came here for a reason to win. You can hear that. You can feel the sense of urgency. He loves ball. It's not hard working with him, and it's not hard, like, you know, showing up and just doing what he asks you to do. It's pretty much going to be a good thing on the other end if we execute. He tells me what to do. I tell him where I'm going to be, and we're on the same page. We can execute at a high level against anyone.
Mike, was it pretty easy decision for you to come back here? I know you guys have done.
Oh, yeah. I love football. This is what I like to do. I enjoy football. This is where I spend my offseason training to become a better football player. All my lifestyles, from nutrition to off-the-field stuff to on-the-field stuff, is all about just football and just, like, becoming a better player. So coming and showing up to do football activities has never been a hard thing for me.
I meant re-signing with the Saints, so in general, when you're kind of contracting.
Oh, I mean, that was kind of like, I mean, to me, in my world, I feel like that's just, like, really, like, you know, fluff and, you know, just getting contracts done. But I feel like the organization knows my value. I feel like we're on the same page. We have a very good relationship, no matter how the narrative may be. I feel like we've always had, between me and anyone in the front office, we've always had great communication. And it was like, I don't feel like I ever, like, left or had to sign a contract. It was just the fact that maybe I was injured and it was just off-season talk. But besides that, I knew I was always going to be playing here. I knew I would be the receiver. I knew our priorities for off-season was to get a quarterback and put some pieces around us. So I was always involved. So the other stuff I can't really control yet.
Mike, after seeing the development of guys like Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, how excited are you to be back on the field with those guys?
Oh, I'm very excited. Those are my guys. They're two California guys. Of course, Chris is from Ohio State, but, like, before I had, like, got my injury, I was always rolling with those guys. So, like, we kind of like a little, I guess, the big three or whatever. So, I wouldn't say big three, because we have other, you know, receivers and stuff in the room that will contribute and that have to contribute. But, like, those are just my two rookies last year I kind of, like, took under my wing and kind of, like, was involved with a lot. So just to see their successes always, like, puts a smile on your face, and then just find where I can add value and help them to be successful.
Hey, Mike, what was the last 8 months been like for you?
It's just been grind, man. I know what's expected from me. I know what my job is. I know the type of player I'm capable of being. At the end of the day, my job is always beating the men across from me. So the last 8 months is just finding ways to get better to beat the men across from me. Like, regardless of anything else, like, I have to compete at a high level. And I'm just like, you know, I'm like a fighter. So regardless, when we're on the field, it's the men across from me. So all 8 months, it's just been finding ways to enhance my ability, enhance my weaknesses, even if it wasn't just like due to rehab things I couldn't do, but still working on my hands, working on my game, talking football, watching a lot of film, seeing things I could add, just working on my weaknesses and just trying to stay ready so I don't have to get ready, pretty much.
Welcome back, Kent Guard Mike. It was good to see him on the field. Obviously, we're just in voluntary workouts right now. He's not doing much. A little off to the side with the quarterbacks, doing some work. Getting to talk to him afterwards, he was in great spirits. And, yeah, I mean, it's nothing but positive news surrounding Mike Thomas, at least, Bobby. Just hopefully, you know, that toe injury and what we've dealt with in the past with him with the ankle issues, we've put that all behind because we need Mike T on the field, man.
Well, I'm looking at even though when he's running routes, he didn't run from like, you know, from the get-go. He's running the back end of routes, like whether it would be like a slant or a dig, which is like an in-cut 15 yards. He might run 4 or 5 yards and cut in, or like a whip route and how you're trying to shake the defender. Let's say they play man-to-man coverage, like an under route, and then you whip back out. So he was planning. He didn't look hurt to me. I mean, he was doing
right, there
that.
There was no noticeable gimp or anything,
no,
right?
There was no there was no half step, and no, yeah. He didn't look gimpy at all. So and the thing is, every ball that hits his hand, he catches. It's not like, you'd be surprised if he has a drop.
Right.
Where you look at other receivers sometimes, and it's a contested catch or not even contested, and they don't finish the catch.
No, unfortunately, our rookie is having a tough go at camp. A.T. Perry.
Yeah. So I'm going to give him the benefit of doubt. You know, you got 3 days straight. We're going to get to see him in the mandatory mini camp, and then you're going to have training camp, what he's going to do in preseason games. Because he looks the part. I mean, if you look at, like, a receiver, like a weapon, and listen – I mean, he runs well enough. I'm looking at him. He's 6 foot six. I mean, and you look at his stature and everything. He looks like a basketball player or NFL receiver. But you got to finish the catch, whether it's back shoulder or contested catch. You have to use your size and be able to win those battles because the people trying to guard you, you're always going to be bigger than them. So if that's the case, and you talk about size – and, Steve, this might be the smallest NFL player that I've ever witnessed. But I tell you what, we got to watch him. He came up big time. Now, I know he's just a kicker, but a kicker is a position in the National Football League. One of my best friends, Martin Anderson, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he was just a kicker. So, you know, they always say,
Mr. Longevity lasted forever.
Yeah, the kickers, they kind of flaky and all that. Just make the kick, you know. But Martin is great to hang out with.
You don't appreciate him until you don't have a good one.
Right. but then you look at now, number 19, that'd be another outstanding game. Blake Groupie. Is that how you say his last name, Groupie?
Yeah, Groupie out of Notre Dame.
That'd be like almost Afrony Orgy. so we got RG and Groupie. So the linebacker from Vanderbilt, a rookie, if he makes the team. And we got a rookie kicker, a Groupie from Notre Dame. But he is little. Steve, he's like 5'7", 155 pounds. I mean, I'm looking at him, but his leg sure is strong. I mean, he made all five of his kicks today. He made a 58-yarder. That would have been good right at 60. It'd have been like, he kicked it 2 yards over. So that was impressive that he was 5 for 5, made all good his kicks, and he closed out with his final kick at 58 yards. So Blake Groupie. So that'd be, if he, now, Will Lutz. Hey,
got a little pressure on him, which is good.
Well, good. Well, what have you done for him lately?
Exactly.
Will Lutz needs to come up big time. Coming up, I think he will beat out Groupie. Now, it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with RG. Afrony Orgy, the rookie linebacker out of Vanderbilt, where he's going to be at. He's competing, like, you look at, like, Afrony Orgy. You know, he's competing with, when you look at Appalachian State, DeMarco Jackson.
And I think he's looked pretty good during OTAs, DeMarco.
Yeah, that's how you look, buddy. You're on the practice squad, you're on the active roster, but you look like DeMarco Jackson. He's like 6'1", 233, and you look at RG, 6'2", 230. So it's like clones of one another. I don't know who actually can make plays, who has an opportunity to make the team. But great competition there, but... for Blake Groupie, the kicker from Notre Dame. Boy, he sure was little, but had a strong leg out there making all five of his kicks, and the last kick being that 58-yarder.
Yeah, like I said, with DeMarco Jackson, I feel like he's been putting some solid practices together, and obviously we're not in pads right now, so it's really hard to, you know, truly judge what the linebackers are doing and all, but I feel like he's shown up, he's been in the right place.
Right. But Steve, you more see like them and you give them credit like a defensive back, like pass defending, you know, when they are in coverage, if they can knock the pass down, and then you take notes and go, whoa, that was a good play.
Yeah, who DeMarco broke up a pass today.
Yeah. Who was that? Yeah, so you're right.
Against Carr, right?
Yeah. So you write that down, and that's what I said. Well, if he can get that aspect, because he can run sideline to sideline, and if he's healthy, you'd be surprised if you don't have 100 tackles. You know, kind of like Pete Werner. He was on pace till he got hurt to have 130 to 150 tackles. Same thing with DeMario Davis. You know, they're taking a step back if all of a sudden they're not hitting that century mark with tackles. I think you're that good of linebackers. But when you're looking at the competition, even at running back, I mentioned this earlier about Ellis Merriweather. You can't really judge them at all. You can see their bursts and their cuts, how smoothly they catch the ball. No, you have to have, like, live tackling. And where are you going to get live tackling? In the limited preseason games, you know, where it's in your best interest. Not even when you practice against other teams, because they still don't really tackle.
Right, you're not going full, right?
Right. All I can remember is, like, even when they weren't going full, and, you know, they say, like, okay, you want to butt up the receiver and the running back. Let's say they're running or they catch the ball. You can go hit him, butt him up, like wham, you hit him.
Okay.
But you just don't finish the tackle and take him to the ground. I can remember, like, Kyrie Robinson and Chris Ivory, when sometimes defensive backs or players were coming to butt him up, they'd end up on their neck. And then all of a sudden you can see him doing the whole A. They're kind of like, okay, just touch it with two hands and get out the way. Because they didn't want to, like, square up. And they go, man, I'm going to get run over in practice, and we're not even really tackling. So I want to see who's the modern-day Saints version of a Chris Ivory or a Kyrie Robinson. And it came out of nowhere, like West Texas A&M. Not Texas A&M.
Yeah, there was for a while. We had a run on undrafted running backs. We were like a gold mine for it.
West Texas A&M and Tiffin. I want to say Tiffin's in Ohio. Tiffin. That sounds like some kind of Kleenex or something, like Tiffin.
WWL's coverage of OTAs is brought to you by First American Bank. Banking tradition since 1910. Give us a call on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line, 504-260-1870. See you, Tony, in Australia, coming back after the break here on WWL. Looking at the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line here, the NFL has yet to announce who will be on Hard Knocks this year. Would you be for or against the Saints being the team? Now, me, selfishly, I don't mind the intrusion on, you know, obviously the meetings or the practices. We're there as it is, so it's like maybe a chance we could get on HBO. So it's not really bothering me, but I do understand Dennis Allen even mentioned it today. He has no desire for his team to be on Hard Knocks.
No, he looks at it, it would be a distraction.
Right.
And I mean, Dennis Allen is not Rex Ryan or whatever. You look like a personality that embraces that. No, Dennis Allen, I think Sean Payton was like that. Now, I think Sean Payton might be more outgoing, but Sean Payton even looked like that Hard Knocks, that would be a distraction for us.
I remember Payton saying, you will never see me cutting a player on television.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's all part of it because the fans want to be up and close and see how it is, you know, the training camp. But the Saints eventually are going to have to do it. Like, you have to eventually go play overseas and everything that comes about. But, so isn't it like now HBO, who are they going to pick? It's like we're one of four teams right now.
Yeah, the Jets are definitely the favorite, and I think that's the huge storyline, obviously. Hello with Aaron Rodgers.
And New York.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
The New York Jets. And
It seemed it's been later in the process than usual. By now they have typically – announce which team it is, so I don't know what exactly the holdup is.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a negotiation coming about, but I know Dennis Allen from
he'd be like, hell no.
From the get-go, he goes, no, that's a distraction. I would not want that.
Well, now it's time to head down under, Bobby, for our man Tony in Australia. How you doing, mate?
G'day, Bobby and Steve. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Hey, Tony, so it's almost 7 o'clock Central. What time is it in Australia right now? Like, is it in the a.m.?
Coming up to 10 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Okay, so Wednesday morning, the 10 a.m. So, how optimistic you are, Tony, because I think you have a good feel. We had the draft. And now we're getting ready to have mandatory minicamp, and the schedule has come out. You're probably ready to take another road trip to New Orleans, considering that I think the stars are aligned for the Saints to have success this upcoming season.
Well, yeah, they are. And I had planned to come over for the two back-to-back games in December, but I've had a bit of a health thing come up, so...
Okay.
I've got a couple of cancer spots on my face, and they've been diagnosed as squamous cells. So, and I don't get to go to the cancer hospital here until the 5th of September. So we'll have to get over that first.
Okay. But well, we're going to be
next season.
Yeah, we're going to be praying for you, Tony. And I tell you what, though, representing the Houdat Nation and. I know you're probably taking the approach. We can't go three straight seasons without being in the postseason. Go ahead.
We'll be there this year, and I was listening to Trunk Guard Mike, and I like the confidence he's talking about being out in the field this year.
Yeah, and I think, Tony, and I'm not saying Derek Carr is the second coming of Drew Brees, people have challenged me. They go like, well, Bobby, you were all anti-Derek Carr over Andy Dalton. No, you have to know the whole concept is that I said I don't think Derek Carr is worth $150 million more than Andy Dalton. So you have to look at the money that comes about. But Derek Carr is better than Andy Dalton. But Andy Dalton has a job because he brings stability to an organization. But I think Derek Carr has a chance to help you win a game where Andy Dalton would help you more manage a game. Not necessarily lose it, but not necessarily win it. For instance, I look at the team and, I would say, well, Andy Dalton put the ball there. How about they catch it? And all of a sudden you could be 10-7 instead of 7-10. I think Derek Carr, instead of like with Andy Dalton, only one shot, you might have three or four more shots to make a play and a difference to win a game. I'm not saying he's a miracle worker.
More of a playmaker.
Yeah, more opportunities.
Yeah.
To make plays to win. And so that's but to say that I ever compared Tony like Derek Carr to Drew Brees, come on. I'm not an idiot. Come on.
We'll be wrapping things up here on this hour of Sports Talk. Coming back from the break, we want to hear from you in the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line. That is 504-260-1870. Back from this break here on WWL.
Who dat, Tony?
Welcome back into Sports Talk. The Saints wrapped up a third session. Well, the third session that the media got to see of organized team activities. We'll get into more of the sound the next hour with Coach Dennis Allen, Derek Carr, and some of the guys we got to in the locker room. Bobby, someone that I thought that's been having a pretty good OTA, Chris Olave. It's not like he's bulked up any,
right?
But he seems really smooth out there, kind of gliding along the field, and he's been making great catches.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's playing with a lot of confidence. He looks smooth as silk. He'll never be that like a Michael Thomas do type receiver.
No.
Now, you want him to make contested catches, but if you're accurate with the football, he gets open. He's fast. We've witnessed three practices now, and we've always highlighted plays that he's made.
Right. He's definitely making the notes each time, which is obviously a positive.
Well, the very first play, 7-on-7, red zone, Derek Carr hits him for the touchdown. I think it was attacking the defense. That's not good coverage if you got Pete Werner. I think it was a wheel type
he
route.
He toasted him.
And Carr hits Chris Olave for the touchdown. But, you know, you're always taking notes on him. And Christian, even when they started, Steve, even when they started a red zone team, when Derek Carr hit Chris Olave and he beat Roby,
right.
Whether he pushed off or not. But
that was
still,
Zach Bourne in the end zone calling push off.
Yeah. But he still caught the ball and then a nice throw, 20-yard touchdown from Derek Carr. So, no, every practice we've witnessed that Chris Olave has definitely stepped up.
Yeah, that's a huge positive. And for me, building off of last season, the biggest thing is obviously you want to see him get into the red zone more. I think, what was it, only 4 touchdowns a year ago in his rookie year.
Yeah. You always want to look at that production in fantasy. People love that.
For sure. That's definitely what I'm looking at.
You know, it was the number one fantasy running back, Steven. We got him now from the Lions. What wasn't Jamal Williams that guy? What did he have? Charlie, what did he have, like 12? 12 touchdowns.
It was more than that. I'm double check.
Yeah, I want to say it was 17.
17. Okay, yeah, it's like on the 1 yard line. Okay, give the ball that Jamal Williams gets in the end zone. Other people might be doing the dirty work, but who gets in the end zone?
17 touchdowns.
Yeah.
17 touchdowns. It doesn't matter if it's 1 yard.
In fantasy, when you get someone doing that from the 1 yard line after someone did all the work, you call them a vulture.
A vulture. Well, yeah. Jamal, we need more vultures.
TV vulture, right.
We need more vultures as long as you get in the end zone for a touchdown, like Taysom Hill. You know, get in the end zone, score touchdowns, because we don't need to be kicking any field goals. We need touchdowns.
Amen to that. Coming back with more sports talk. Last hour after this, be taking your calls. Give us a call on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line, 504-260-1870. Steve, Bobby, and Charlie hanging out with you till 8 o'clock here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.